Hi everyone, welcome to our daily devotionals. Today we're going to continue on in the book of Amos. And just a quick refresher, Amos was a shepherd in a land called Tekoa. And this shepherd was called by God to be a prophet amongst the people of Israel, specifically the northern kingdom. If you're not familiar with the history of Israel, Israel was once a single nation, but due to some economic complaints, they had divided into two kingdoms. The northern kingdom, which was called Israel, which is a little confusing, but the southern kingdom was called Judah. And Amos was specifically called by God to prophesy against the northern kingdom, Israel. And so this is the word of the Lord through the prophet Amos in chapter 5, verses 1 to 17. Amos chapter 5, verses 1 to 17. This is verse 1. Hear this word that I take up over you in lamentation, O house of Israel. Fallen, no more to rise, is the virgin Israel, forsaken on her land with none to raise her up. For thus says the Lord God, the city that went out 1,000 shall have 100 left, and that which went out 100 shall have 10 left to the house of Israel. For thus says the Lord to the house of Israel, seek me and live, but do not seek Bethel, and do not enter into Gilgal, or cross over to Beersheba, for Gilgal shall surely go into exile, and Bethel shall come to nothing. Seek the Lord and live, lest he break out like fire in the house of Joseph, and it devour with none to quench it for Bethel. O you who turn justice to wormwood and cast down righteousness to the earth. He who made the Pleiades and the Orion turns deep darkness into the morning and darkness and darkens the day into night, who calls for the waters of the sea and pours them out on the surface of the earth, the Lord is his name, who makes destruction flash forth against the strong so that destruction comes upon the fortress. They hate him who reproves in the gate, and they abhor him who speaks the truth. Therefore, because you trample on the poor and you exact taxes of grain from him, you have built houses of hewn stone, but you shall not dwell in them. You have planted pleasant vineyards, but you shall not drink their wine. For I know how many are your transgressions and how great are your sins, you who afflict the righteous, who take a bribe and turn aside the needy in the gate. Therefore, he who is prudent will keep silent in such a time, for it is an evil time. Seek good and not evil, that you may live. And so the Lord, the God of hosts, will be with you, as you have said. Hate evil and love good, and establish justice in the gate. It may be that the Lord, the God of hosts, will be gracious to the remnant of Joseph. Therefore, thus says the Lord, the God of hosts, the Lord, in all the squares there shall be wailing, and in all the streets they shall say, alas, alas. They shall call the farmers to mourning and to wailing those who are skilled in lamentation, and in all vineyards there shall be wailing, for I will pass through your midst, says the Lord. All right, so this chapter is a prophecy of lamentation. In verse 1, we see that the prophet Amos is lamenting over the house of Israel, the northern kingdom, because of the impending judgment that is coming from the Lord. And this lamentation is so strong that he even calls the people of Israel, the people of the northern kingdom, to lament with him, to lament as well, because God's judgment is coming. God's judgment is coming in all the streets of the cities and all the vineyards of the farmlands. God is coming to bring destruction and exile. And we see in verse 3 that this judgment is only going to bring about a remnant. He says that when 1,000 go forth to war, only 100 will come as a remnant. When 100 people go out, only 10 will remain. The great cities were to be decimated in the coming struggle with a nation called Assyria. You know, this passage doesn't talk about this here, but Assyria is going to come and conquer the northern kingdom of Israel. And the people, the remnant of Israel, they're going to be exiled in scattered lands. And this is part of God's judgment upon his people. And in verses 8 to 9, the prophet Amos reminds us of who the Lord is. The Lord is the one who governs all the stars and the constellations and the day and the night and the waters of the sea. And he says in verse 8, he who made the Pleiades and Orion and turns deep darkness into the morning and darkens the day into night, who calls for the waters of the sea and pours them out on the surface of the earth. The Lord is his name. And this Lord who governs all things, he is going to bring destruction upon the fortress of Israel. And he is going to discipline his people. And because of God's impending judgment, Amos gives two commands. And this is really kind of the main focus of our devotional. These two commands, the first command is seek the Lord and live. And then the second command he gives later on is seek good, hate evil. And I want to wrestle with these two commands and kind of see what it might mean for us today. In verses 4 to 7, the prophet Amos says twice, seek the Lord and live. And in order for the people of Israel to seek the Lord and to find life was to not seek Bethel and Gilgal and Beersheba. You know, these towns may not really mean much to us, but these towns were known for pagan religious activity. And God was disgusted by such worship. He was telling the people of Israel to stop worshiping these idols, stop worshiping these false gods, stop doing these religious things that will not bring life. Seek Yahweh, seek the Lord and live. Life apart from the Lord will only lead to death and destruction. But when we seek the Lord, we find life. We find a good life. We find the best life. And the prophet calls the people to seek the Lord and live. What would it look like for us to stop seeking idols in our lives? To stop seeking and pursuing after the things of this world? Stop seeking and pursuing comfort and wealth and fame and the next promotion and the next job and relationships. What would it look like for the Lord to be our number one satisfaction and priority? The prophet Amos and the Lord is calling us to a holy devotion to the Lord. We are called to place him as our number one, to put him as first in our hearts. What would it look like to stop seeking after these things and to seek the Lord and live? Now, a few verses later, in verses 14 to 15, it's interesting how he now gives another command, seek good and hate evil. Verses 14 and 15 say, seek good and not evil, that you may live, and so the Lord, the God of hosts, will be with you, as you have said. Hate evil and love good, and establish justice in the gate. It may be that the Lord, the God of hosts, will be gracious to the remnant of Joseph. And so I wonder if there is a connection between seeking the Lord and seeking good. Seeking the God of all gods and seeking the goodness of our cities. And the reason why I wrestle with this is because I believe that the Lord is good. The Lord is just, and we've seen this throughout Amos so far, that he is a just God. But I also believe that God is a good God. And I believe that he is a good God because he is good. Like he is the nature of good. And because his nature is good, his desire is to see good in our cities. That is why he wants us to establish justice in our cities, to establish righteousness in our cities, in our neighborhoods, to hate evil and to love good. And I think part of this for the people of Israel was to stop pagan worship and to stop social injustice. We read in this passage that there are some people who are trampling on the poor, who are exacting taxes of grain from them, who are building hewn stones and just were focused on their own wealth and comfort without any concern for those who are in need, of those who are afflicted. And he says, the Lord says that he knows all these transgressions, these social injustices, and he tells them, if you want to seek the Lord and live, do good. Stop evil. Stop worshiping other gods. Stop doing injustice to the people in your land. Give to the needy. Give to those who are hungry. Clothe the naked. And he says, consider those who are in need. And so, what does this mean for us today? What does this passage imply for our lives today? Well, on one hand, I believe that we should reflect on how God's judgment was once for us as well. The judgment of God is going to come upon the unjust, upon those who do not worship him, do not trust him. But we can give thanks to God because judgment and justice was displayed. Christ established justice and righteousness by the cross. And now, because of Christ's righteousness, we can have life with God. We can seek the Lord and approach the throne of grace with confidence. And so we can come each day to the throne of grace and we can seek the Lord and live. And so I think that is our first application for today. To seek the Lord with confidence because of Christ. And to have life with God today and every day moving forward. The second application, I think, is a little, it applies more to how we treat our neighbors and how we live in our cities. God has called us to seek the good and the welfare of our cities. And if you're in Boston, specifically the city of Boston, seek good and hate evil because justice and righteousness is the Lord's will. God longs to see justice established, the goodness and the welfare of the people and their land. What would it look like for us to be a part of God's mission to seek good, to establish justice? What would it look like for us to give a voice to those who don't have a voice in our land? What would it look like for us to proclaim the gospel and to instill hope and peace where there's no hope and no peace right now? How can we be a part of God's mission to seek the goodness and the welfare of our cities? And so let's pray and let's just ask the Holy Spirit for guidance today. So let's seek the Lord and live, and let's seek good. And when we do that, we will find life. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you for your word today, and thank you, God, that this judgment comes with a plea for us to seek you, God. God, we want to seek you today. We want to seek you each day. Help us, Lord, to turn away, God, from our idols, from our other loves of this world, for the things that we have made higher than you. God, help us, Lord, to seek first and foremost you, and that we may find life with you today. And God, I pray, Lord, that in a similar way, or along those lines, God, help us, Lord, to seek good and to hate evil. God, we want to grow to be the church that you have called us to be. And so, Lord, help us to be a part of your will, a part of your mission, to seek the goodness and the welfare of our cities and neighborhoods. So, Lord, we thank you. We pray, God, for your grace and your mercy. We pray all these things in your Son's name. Amen.